Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praises be unto Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, from whom all blessings flow. This is burning a midnight oil. And this original prayer is on Clubhouse. And I have extended it to YouTube. And we will begin burning the midnight oil at 11:30 and going over into the midnight hour. I will be doing this midnight prayer until February the 1st. Prayerfully, I can come before you nightly. What I am doing is I am fasting, and then at sunset of every day until February 1st, then I'm able to eat, and then about 11:30, I will come before you with prayer. If you're on YouTube, you cannot see me, all right? Purposely, you cannot see me. And let me type this in the chat. So there's nothing the matter with your screen on YouTube. Purposely, I have it blacked out purposely. I don't want to be viewed, but I do want to be heard. I want to thank those who may be listening to this afterwards. If you do a replay, I want to thank you for coming in and tuning in. Be sure to share this with someone, and also be sure to, in the chat, if you want me to pray for anything specifically, put that in the chat for me, leave a message for me, and I will do for nightly until February the 1st. I will pray a scripture. I will come before you and I pray a scripture. So tonight's scripture is Psalms 5, verses 1 through 3. Psalms 5, 1 through 3. It says, give ear to my words, O Lord, O Yahweh. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, my El. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Yahweh. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. So, I want to pray the word because Yahweh says that Yahweh's word will not return unto him void. The word will not return unto him void. And he honors his word even above his name. All right? So sometimes when you don't know what to pray, how to pray, two things you can do. You can pray the scripture, and also you can pray in the spirit. It says that sometimes we don't know what to pray for, and the Holy Spirit will make intercession for us. And so we pray our Heavenly Father's word. Sometimes in your life, sometimes it's not that you don't believe in prayer, but sometimes you can have something so heavy on you until words cannot come out your mouth. And so I always say, pray the Heavenly Father's word. So Psalms 5, Tehillim, Hebrew, Tehillim 5 says, give ear to my words, O Yahweh. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, my El, my source of power. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Yahweh. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. Right now at midnight, we are going into the morning hour. All right? So we come before our Heavenly Father with supplication, with a petition, a request, a plea. All right? And what Psalms Tehillim is giving unto us, that Yahweh is our King and my God. God in Hebrew, El. El means source of power, the all-powerful one, the one with power, our source of power. So we direct our prayer unto the source. Sometimes things are too big for us, and we don't know which way to go, and we don't know which way to turn. Sometimes on this path, as we're being called into servitude, and we don't have the full plan. We do not have the full blueprint. So we have to come unto our Heavenly Father and make our prayer. It says, consider my meditation. All right? Heavenly Father is able to go into the crevices of even of our thinking. Sometimes we don't even can't even open our mouth. But it says, consider my meditation, consider my thoughts, consider what I'm thinking, O Heavenly Father. Search me through and through. And sometimes words can't come out my mouth, but my thinking, my thoughts, sometimes our thoughts are so consumed. Yahshua said it best, that sometimes we can't get connected to the kingdom of heaven. Why? Because of the cares of this world. Sometimes the cares of this world, hallelujah, will have our thoughts so consumed. And we can't even sort through our thoughts. And so, on tonight, we're going to pray. We're going to pray Yahweh's word, Psalms 5, 1 through 3. And then we're going to allow the Holy Spirit to make utterance for us. It says when we don't know what to pray, it says that the Holy Spirit will make utterance for us. Yahshua, Jesus, said, I must go, but I'm not going to leave you all by yourself. I'm going to send the Comforter. And the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, will comfort you, will guide you, will lead you to all truth and righteousness. The Holy Spirit is going to be there to help hold your hand and help you through this thing. And so, again, two things. When you don't know how to pray and what to pray for, what you do is you pray the scriptures. Pray the scriptures. And then allow the Holy Spirit to make intercession for you. I'm going to read Psalms 5, Tehillim 1 through 3. Again, it says, David prays that Yahweh will defend and guide him. That's the title. It says, to the chief musician upon Nihalah, a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Yahweh. Consider my meditation. This is personal. consider my meditation, hearkening to the voice of my cry. You know, we as adults, you know, most of us, either we come into servitude and serving the Most High into our adulthood. And when we are adults coming into the kingdom salvation, oftentimes we come, because we're adults, we feel like we have to present this type of prestige before the Most High. But David praised this prayer. He said, "Hearken unto the voice of my cry." We know about David, don't we? David was a man of war. David was a man, won battles, you know? And David got victory. But there were times in David's life that one thing David understood, that all the victories that he was having with battlemen and conquering, was that he was not winning those battles all by himself, that Yahweh was with him, all right? And even in that, though he was pursuing in the name of Yahweh, all right, there's that side, there's that human side, that if you begin to think about what it is and the path that you're on, it can be a little overwhelming. David found himself in some positions, in some predicaments, all right? David was on the run. We know all the stories. David fought Goliath. Even when he wasn't even intending on doing that, David was taking food to his brethren, and his brethren was scared, all right? So David was called into a position that he had not really thought about even entering into his life. And so sometimes when you're walking with the Most High, just like Peter, if you take your eyes off of him, you begin to think about the human side of you. And when the human side of you begin to focus on, wow, I'm really doing this, all right, sometimes that can be a little overwhelming, all right? With all your victories, with all your success, with all your accomplishments, when you really realize that it is through the mighty hand of Yahweh, and Yahweh's outstretched arm, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, that these things are being accomplished, then it can be a little overwhelming. So you got to get back in the Spirit, because the flesh man, your fleshly side of you will say, oh man, how am I really doing this? All right? So David begins to pray the prayer, hearken unto the voice of my cry. You know, even in this, I've had some victories. I've had some successes. And you have been with me, and I've seen your mighty hand, Yahweh. I've seen your outstretched arm. But even in that, sometimes my voice cries out with the victory. Sometimes David still found himself what seemed like some undefeated situations, some situations that he didn't think he was going to get out of. So he begins to pray every time he found himself in situations. He begins to pray. And his prayer says, "Give ear to my words, O Yahweh. Consider my meditation." I don't know how many people you're hearing right now, but I need to make this personal. There's something going on in my life, and I need you. I got something bigger than me going on in my life, and I need you. Even consider my meditation. Even consider my thoughts. This thing is so heavy upon me. It's consuming my thoughts. I'm meditating upon it. All right? And then he says, "Hearken unto the voice of my cry." There's a certain, it's not saying that David was necessarily crying tears, but he may have been. But his voice had a certain tone to it. It had a certain tune. Have you ever talked in such a way that your voice projected defeat? Your voice projected defeat. So that's that cry. He said, listen, I'm crying out to you, Heavenly Father. My voice, hear my voice when I cry out to you, my King and my source of power. For unto thee will I pray, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. I believe this morning is like right now, midnight. I believe that the morning is not 7 o'clock in the morning, but I believe the morning that David Dawid was talking about was at midnight. Have you ever had something so heavy upon you that you wake up at midnight, 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning? That's the morning. I don't believe that was a 7 o'clock morning, but I believe it was during the hours of midnight. So that's why you'll see as the title, if you're on YouTube, Burning the Midnight Oil, Hekatario Shande, and on Clubhouse, Burning the Midnight Oil, because oftentimes it's during these hours that our thoughts, we are so consumed. We can't sleep if we got the cares of the world upon us. If we got something heavy upon us that won't let us rest. So that's why the Spirit has given unto me to pray at midnight for myself. And James, Jude says to help pull somebody else out of the fire. And so, though I'm always in a position that I don't say I'm no better than anybody else, but as long as I got strength in my body, that I got enough strength that I can help somebody else. So we're going to pray. We're going to go to the throne. I believe in the power of prayer. It is prayer that has helped me every step and every process of my life. I say nothing has been accomplished with me in my life without prayer, without making my prayer, my pleas, and my petition, my request being made known unto our Hekatioshende, unto our Heavenly Father. There is nothing too hard for Yahweh. So we're going to go to the throne, grace and mercy. Go there with me. And if you're on this or your replay, please, if you feel, you can say unspoken. Everybody, you know, we on the social media, but everybody don't have to know your business. All you have to do is unspoken prayer requests. Hallelujah. And we got your name. We got your print. We got your touch. We got a connection. All right. So you don't have to put your business out there. We're going to handle this the best way we know how. You can't put everything out in these internet streets. But I could put you, you know, if you just type a dot, I believe that that's the connection. And the Holy Spirit can make intercession and know exactly your address, know exactly where you are. When I mean address, where are you at? Where are you location? Where are you located? All right? All you have to do is put a connection right there. And we're going to believe in the power of prayer. Not only am I praying and I'm praying for you, but I want you to pray for somebody else. We don't want to get in this thing and be selfish. The disciples asked Yahshua, said, teach us how to pray. And the first thing that Yahshua said, Jesus said, when you pray, pray, our Father. Haya yikabasitaya. You know, we live in a society, we have gotten kind of selfish with me and my and I. But when Yahshua taught the disciples, first thing he taught, he started them out with was he said to pray, Our Father, Our Father. So we don't want to be selfish. I'm going to pray for you, all right? And you pray for someone else. Hallelujah. Dear most precious Heavenly Father, we do come before your throne, grace and mercy. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you in spirit and in truth at this hour. Before we make our prayer, our petition, our request being made known unto you. Oh, hallelujah. We would like to ask you that you please forgive us of our sins and the sins of Israel when we sinned against you, when we forgot your name, your laws, your commandments, your statutes, and your judgments, when we did not adhere to the voice of the prophets, as in the day of provocation, as in the wilderness. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh, Heavenly Father, at this hour, we come right now. First, we have a thanks, hallelujah, a thanks on our lips, a praise in our heart, hallelujah. We thank you for who you are unto us. We thank you for being our all in our all. We thank you for being Yahweh Almighty, hallelujah. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for sending your Son, your Word, your Babe, HaMashiach Yahshua, your Son Jesus, hallelujah, for dying on the cross for our sins, for the shedding of blood, hallelujah, that we may have a stay, hallelujah, of execution, that we may be given the time, hallelujah. We don't take time for granted, oh glory, but we have given a stay of execution to get this thing right. We thank you, hallelujah, all that you're so mindful toward us, oh Heavenly Father, even the Malachim, the angels, hallelujah, begin, hallelujah, to have a discussion and say, what is man, hallelujah. And the Son of Man, thou art so mindful of him. Oh, glory. We thank you, hallelujah, for being mindful of us. Oh, Hebashikande, we thank you for your unconditional love. Oh, glory. Even in this hour, oh, Heavenly Father, those up under the sound of my voice, oh, glory. I thank you for him. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you that we got life and health and strength in the body right now. Oh, that our blood is pumping. Hallelujah. Our heart is beating. Ha, he come to your shape. And the blood is flowing through our veins. We thank you right now, oh Heavenly Father, that we got the use and activities of our limbs. We can hear, we can see, we can smell, we can taste. We can move our fingers. Oh, glory. When we go to stand up, we can stand upright on our feet, Father. That our bones are strong, our muscles, our sinews are strong. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now, oh, glory. We're in our right mind, Father, we can perceive. Hallelujah. We can think thoughts. Hallelujah. And our thoughts are clear. Oh, Heavenly Father. Ah, ikandirio shape. We thank you. Ah, for those things that we may take for granted. Hallelujah. Right now, Father, we give you praise and honor and glory. For you're so worthy. You're so worthy to be praised, Father. Hallelujah. Even at this hour, Father, there are many of those who are transitioning, who are passing away, oh, that are passing away in this hour, Father. Oh, but you're yet preserving us, hallelujah, until the appointed time. That the blood is giving us a stay of execution. We thank you for your grace, Shandiose. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your patience. We thank you for your long suffering. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for keep working with us, oh Heavenly Father, even when we don't have a mind to even work with ourselves, Father. You remain faithful unto us, oh glory. And for this, we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. We thank you for your kingdom. We thank you for everything that you're putting in place for us, Father. Oh, you don't have to do it. But you do it, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are mindful of us, Father. And for this, we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory. We thank you, Father, hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Father. So right now, Father, we do come before you. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't know what to pray. We don't know how to pray. And we don't know which path to even put our prayer on, Father. So we bring, oh glory, we bring your word to you because you said in the word that your word will not return void. It says even in your word that you even honor your word, oh glory, even above your name. Ha! Head of Ositaya, we thank you for your son and your word, hallelujah. Your word that is a strong tower, oh glory. Your word that will fight our battles, hallelujah. So right now, Father, we bring your word, hallelujah. Even as David prayed, hallelujah. David said, give ear to my words, O Yahweh. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Yahweh. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Father, we come right now. We're asking you to hear the voice of our cry, O Heavenly Father. You know your children. You know your child, Father. You are so distinctive, Father, that you know every hair upon our head. So if you know every hair upon our head, oh glory, then you know our distinctive cry. You know, hallelujah, the sound of each and every child and their voice, oh glory. So I'm asking right now, oh Heavenly Father, that you hear our cry, Father. Hear the voice of our cry, Father. Hear the faintness in our voice, Father. Hear the sincerity in our voice, Father, as we come unto you this hour, oh glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, with our prayer and I please, Father. Somebody right now, oh Heavenly Father, needs you right now, oh glory. I know we come before you, hallelujah, maybe on last month or even on last year, Father. But we come before you, oh glory, just like a little child, realizing we can't do nothing without you. And so we find ourselves, oh glory, even as the word says, hallelujah, the heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool. And we humble ourselves, oh glory, even at your feet, hallelujah. Even when our voice can't cry out, Father, just like David, hallelujah. David said, consider, oh glory, my meditation, Father. Sometimes my thoughts are consumed with the cares of this world. Even consider, Father, 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 the thoughts of my meditation, that thing that's keeping me up at night, keeping me tossing and turning, keeping me depressed and stressed. Consider my thoughts, Father, as I think about my children and think about my loved ones, Father. You know, oh glory, even what's on my thoughts. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody, Father, up under the sound of my voice, touch right now, Father. Oh, I don't know, oh glory, what they stand in need of, but you know, Father, 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 what they stand in need of. You know what's on the mind, Father, as they think about, oh glory, the cares of this world, as their mother, hallelujah, is thinking about their child, as their father, oh glory, is thinking about their child, worried about the child that they brought into this world, Father. Help them right now, Father. Caress them right now, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be, hallelujah. Unto thy name, Shandiose Kande, the world that we live in, Father, we need you more and more, we need your outstretched arm and your mighty hand to help us navigate through this world, Father, with so much wickedness, so much deceit and conniving going on, Father. We need you like never before. We need your outstretched arm, hand in your mighty hand, Father. We need your protection, those serving you, Father, as we abide, oh glory, up under the shadow, the shadow of your wings, Father. Father, your pure ones, oh glory, your innocent ones, oh glory, we need you, Father, 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 touch our hearts right now, touch our minds right now, Father, touch our soul right now, Father, touch the body right now, Father, somebody has an ache, oh glory, and somebody has a pain, hallelujah. hallelujah, hallelujah, ma. And the doctor's done all they can do, Father. But somebody right now, Father, still believe in signs, miracles and wonders, oh glory, ma. Touch right now, Father, ma. Heal right now, Father, ma. Deliver right now, Father, ma. Set free right now, Father, as only you can do, Father. Our hope is in you, Father. Our belief is in you, Father. Ah, glory, glory, glory. We bless your name, Father. You're so worthy to be praised. Uplift right now, Father. Encourage right now, Father. Inspire right now, Father. Have thine own way, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. La 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 bo si time. Cares higher in you, O glory. Deeper in you, O glory. Let thy perfect will be un in me and through me, that we may manifest your glory. Your glory from the heavens, Father. Manifest on earth glory. Higher in you, Father. Deeper in you, Father. Touch the pastor right now. Touch the evangelist right now. Touch the minister right now, Father. Have thine own way. Lift them up, Father, Father. Where the head is hanging down low. Strengthen them right now. Oh, glory. Encourage them right now, Father. Even right now, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the light shine, Father. Put them on a path, oh, glory. Let them know there's hope. Hallelujah. And you ain't forgot them out, oh, glory. That it will come to pass. Everything you told them, oh, glory. Late in the midnight hour, in the secret room, in their prayer closet, it's going to manifest. Glory, glory, glory. It's going to manifest. The dream is going to manifest. The vision is going to manifest. Glory, glory, glory. Blessed be unto thy name. Put people in a path, Father. Let the wealth of the wicked be stored up for the righteous. Put them on the path, Father. Let it cross their path. To help with the dream, oh glory. To help with the vision, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, because you're so worthy, so worthy to be praised. Hiroshikande lalabashantayam. Let every hallelujah, everything that their hands touch, let it turn to gold. Every place, the soles of their feet take them. Hallelujah. Let it be theirs, Father. Glory, 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 glory. Laying down, hallelujah, in green pasture, oh Father. Hiroshikande, let peace, hallelujah, pass all understanding. Let peace, hallelujah, be in the home, oh Father. Hikandia shikala, lelelabasi, let peace, hallelujah. Ashe. Let peace, hallelujah, rule and reign. The peace from heaven. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Ah, let peace stop that tongue. Let peace stop that angry tongue. Hey, let the spirit of peace rule and reign in the home. Ha, nekadabashataya. Peace, kada da da boshende, ha la 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 boshende, ha hella boshende, nekela kashanda, lila manana mosika da da bonda, lelele basika nelelele boshende, nesana namasata, rise kabashende, rise kada da da boshende, ha hinda da boshi the spirit. Say rise in this hour, no more defeat. Say rise to your fullest potential. Everything, hallelujah, that I told you in secret shall be manifested in the open places. I am not a man, oh glory, that I should lie. Oh, yeah, nor the son of man. If I promise to bless, favor is upon you. Hey, write the vision. Hey, make it plain. So he that read it may run with it. Kebasitayam. Write the vision. Make it plain. Sikadarabo sete. Lekamba shande. Nalabo se. And go forth. Huh? Go forth. Akatabasita. Go forth. Halabo se. Go forth. Halalabashe. Every step you take, go forward and not backwards. Go forward and not backwards. Hey, we give Halabosende. We give you praise and honor and glory is given unto you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you for your spirit. Even in this hour, Father, we thank you for who you are unto us. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Purge me like hyssop, make me whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart and renew once again a righteous spirit within me. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. These and all prayers and blessings ask you in your name, Yahweh, through your son, HaMashiach Yahshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Be blessed on tonight. I'm going to come before you on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. At midnight, about 11:30. And we'll pray on over until the midnight. And we're going to be led by the Holy Spirit. Tell a loved one, share this with someone that you think that this prayer will uplift them and bless them and get them to their next level. In hallelujah. In Yahweh. Be blessed. Selah and Selah.